So you're found because of Christ in God. It was God in Christ reconciling the world to himself, right? The works that Jesus was doing on the planet, Jesus says, they're not my works. I don't do the works of myself. I do the works of the Father who sent me. So it's imperative that we all know that it was God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And that's what we have in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you can't take that great theological leap from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the book of Acts before, without understanding that the God who is in Christ reconciling the world to himself, healing the widow at Nain's son, doing all the miracles, God in Christ it was. Jesus said, these aren't my works. Then you can't get into the book of Acts without taking that theological leap that the God in Christ has now become the God in Christ in you. Same Holy Spirit. No wonder God said we would do greater works than these. No wonder Jesus said, greater works than these will you do in John 14. It's not just greater works because there's more people. It's greater works because the Spirit of God now, who was in Jesus Christ, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, now lives in us. Romans 8, 29 and 32 says this, for those whom he, God, foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters, and these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he glorified. Well, wait a minute. What about the Bible verses that say he will not share his glory with another? Well, if you are in Christ, and Christ is in you by the Holy Spirit, as Bill Johnson says, we are not another. So not only is God one, but we get to be one with God. There's no unity apart from unity here first. I've got to understand he's one. I'm one with him. I'm not separate. There is no rival. God locked onto you with his love, and you are not separate. You're not serving at a distance. You're certainly not paying rent on this planet. Those whom he justified, he glorified. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24 says this, and now that you are being renewed, and that you are being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created. Wow, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created. He couldn't say that if it weren't true. It's been created in righteousness. It's been created in the holiness of the truth. Verse 31 says this, and I love it. After pondering that our new self has been created in the likeness of God, the apostle says this in verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? Like, that's pretty heavy, isn't it? What shall we say to these things? Here's his response to that. If you've been created in the likeness of God, and God is one God, and there is no rival, what shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's how he responds to that truth. Get it into your spirit. If God is for you, who can be against you? He'll win every time for you. All things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. He's never lost a battle. What shall we say then to these things? Wow. If God is for us, who can be against us? We have the mind of Christ, the Bible says. We. I've been praying over my RAS a lot, my reticular activating system. If you've been around here, you've heard me talk about the science of the brain and how the activating system often is a filter for us to help us to know what to think, when to think, how we prioritize. And if we're not thinking thoughts above, our brain can forget to prioritize thoughts above. And if we start stressing on things, or we agree with the devil that we're this or that or not this or not that, we're stupid, we're fat, we're ugly, we're this, then our reticular activating system, like a search engine, like a Google search engine, will go throughout your week looking for ways to confirm the information you give it. But the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. That wouldn't happen unless there's something inside of us that connects with the actual DNA. It's not just we're serving at a distance. His blood actually flows through your veins. You actually have his DNA. You literally have been grafted in. This is why you can praise him on this side of the Red Sea before anything busts out. I love reading the story about the Israelites going across the Red Sea, going across and having what Paul calls as their own baptism, if you will. They came out of the water, so to speak, and the water closed in on all of their enemies, the religiousness who tried to keep them in bondage, the sin that tried to keep them in bondage. And when they came up the other side, if you've read that story, you know there was a major party on that side of the Red Sea. I remember reading it one time, and the Lord said, it would have been better had they danced on this side of the Red Sea before I defeated all their enemy. I mean, it's easy to praise God on that side of the Red Sea. Praise God now. Praise God on this side. Praise God before anything happens or rolls out for you, and it does something to your spirit and gets you in the spirit realm. What happens when we, like we're doing now, talk about the supremacy of God? Think about it. Shout a couple things out. What happens when we sit here and talk about the supremacy of God? What do you think happens to you in the spirit realm? What happens? Say it again. Faith rises. Something else. Hope rises. What else? Courage. Absolutely. Strength rises. How about this? I love it. I like to, one of the things that I love to do is just to see into the spirit. And anytime we talk about heaven and the supremacy of God, angels come close. I love just talking about it, and then angels start showing up. Oh, I love when they talk about the supremacy of God. Remember the Bible says that the angels love to go stare over the sapphire seal at heaven's gate, and they were confused concerning the blood sprinkled on the mercy seat? We don't understand redemption. We've never been blood bought. As angels, they don't know that stuff. They get to learn that from you, what it's like to be redeemed. No wonder the Bible says in Ephesians that we're teaching powers and principalities. So what happens when we talk about the supremacy of God? What happens when you talk about the supremacy of God in your home, in your car? Suddenly you're not alone anymore. When we reconnect with the truth that there's literally no one like God except you. I remember my friend Bobby Connor was teaching, and actually he was at a conference, and there was a guy that was going before him. The worship had just ended, and the guy got up and said, "There's no one like God." And he said it with authority like that. "There's no one like God." And the Lord whispered in Bobby's ear and said, "And ain't that a shame? You were created like God in his likeness." Can you take that weird and can you take that new age? Absolutely. There you go. But we're not going to hide the truth from you. How you manage the truth and how you humble yourself that God would even condescend to even give that to us is your worship to God. It's your lifestyle of humility to God. But to ignore that truth would be to ignore the truth. There's no one like God, and ain't that a shame? Suddenly, we are ushered into the place of the heavenlies and angelic reality, and we join what happens on that side of the veil. We step outside of time and join the great cloud of witnesses when we talk about the supremacy of God in full worship. Talking about understanding the supremacy of God is actually key to living life in the Spirit. It's more than just optimism, isn't it? It's your key to living life in the Spirit. You can't live life in the Spirit and succeed without an understanding or a conversation, regular conversation, of the supremacy of God. And if you're not having them, then my challenge to you is have them. And you'll watch your faith level, your life in the Spirit, go up several notches. The knowledge of the supremacy of God, the knowledge of the holy, as A.W. Tozer would call it. The knowledge of the supremacy of God is key for walking in faith, not by sight.